All right. Welcome to the pre-show for Thursday. Today is Thursday. And I got the basketball game on behind me. San Antonio, Philly. They played in Philly? Yeah. I had season tickets. I had season tickets for everybody at one point. I had them for the Rams. I had season tickets for the Dodgers. And I had season tickets for the Lakers. I kept my Rams seats. I only kept the Dodger seats for one season, but I had the Lakers seats for like 4 years, right during that cool run in the 80s when they lost in 84. They lost in 83 to the Celtics. I don't know what happened in 84. They won in 85. Then they beat the Celtics again, I think, in 87, and then they won one more in 88, maybe against Detroit. That was it. So I had seats, Lakers seats, that whole thing. And I was in Detroit for actually, I was in Detroit for one of the games of the 88 series, and was notable only because it's my first and only, NBA game that I witnessed in person at an away court. I mean, I'd been to NFL games. I'd never seen my hometown team in another stadium. You know, I'd never seen the Dodgers play anywhere else. I'd never seen the Rams play anywhere else. Blah, 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 blah. But I saw the Lakers play at the Silverdome in Pontiac, Michigan. And that place was like, you would not believe. I can't believe that we used to watch basketball that way. You know, it's a fucking football stadium, the Silverdome, which they shrunk down to a fucking basketball arena. Did they play that way? I thought they played at Joe Louis Arena for a while, and then now they have the new, you know, Auburn Hills, which I guess is where the Pistons and the Blackhawks play, or the Red Wings play, but fucking Silverdome. So they hung this gigantic curtain almost to cut off the rest of the arena, and I found my way all the way to the very top of the stadium where there were nobody was sitting. They had this sort of limited seating. And I sat down up there while this basketball game's going on, and you can't barely see because they had temporary grandstands. And I called my friend, Dan Olander, back in L.A., on a brick cell phone that I had, mobile phone. And I remember calling him on this mobile phone. This is 1988, this big brick, and going, "Hey, yeah? Guess where I am, man? Where? I'm in the fucking Silverdome. I'm watching the Lakers right now. You're both, no, I'm calling you from the inside." You know, it's a big thing. And like that. All right. Getting it wrong there, Phil. I'm hearing a, is that water dripping outside? Right there. Strike rally. What's the BBH strike rally? How the fuck is this? Oh, well, I got to clean up these messages, man. I got more fucking messages. I don't know why. I don't know which to save and which not to, you know? I mean, do we even need to save messages? I don't know why, but I feel like doing a Bob Green bit. You know, Phil?
You haven't had me on your program, and I've got a lot of feelings and opinions about a lot of different things. I've been watching the motorcycle races here on television. Do you ever watch these?
The motorcycle races?
Yeah, the...
I mean, flat track or...
No, the motocross.
No. I mean, I used to watch them. Yeah, I watch motocross.
You do, Robert?
Yeah. I'm not sure. What now, motocross is what?
Well, it's dirt track racing.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, it's very interesting. It's you guys get out there and they just tear it up out in the dirt. And there's a kid, that races his motorcycle around... in the property behind my house. And it's very fascinating. But I've asked them if they would, you know, knock it off. And so I went out there one day and just, I fantasize about kicking him off the bike. So I do a roundhouse kick as he comes by.
Uh-huh.
And his dad came over and said, "Are you trying to kick my son?" I said, "No, I am not. No, I am not. I've never come near your kid." He said, "Well, we've got photographs of you." I said, "You have photographs of me practicing my kick."
Well, Bob. Got another couple of hours from Miami going in. I mean, I'm getting to this stuff as fast as I can. Another couple of Miami hours going in. Hey, Brea. Hi, honey. It's Pops. How you doing? Huh? How are you? You get a nice enough to eat? Are you coming up here with me? Let's get the water for you. All right. I got a 10 o'clock table read tomorrow for F is for Family, meaning today, as you are watching this, and which means I got to leave here at 8 o'clock, which means I got to give her insulin at 8 o'clock, because by 10 o'clock, I'm sitting down at a table read, and I usually give it to her around 9:30, although this morning I gave it to her early, so I got to give it to her at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. You're not supposed to do it much more than, you know, a couple hours either way, maybe 1 hour. But this is what I'm saying, man. It's like, I'm going to be fucked. The next job I get that's an all-day job, where like I'm in L.A. all day, I'm going to have to bring her fucking with me or something. I don't know what I'm going to do. Shit. These motherfuckers, God, man. What's the point of, if you have a hospital, why can't you medically board an animal? These people, they will not take medical, they don't have medical boarding. You're paying for it. I mean, I don't know. There was one place that took her when I was, I had to go into L.A. for that drunk history premiere party, which I was happy to go to, but I had to board Brea overnight. And, you know, yeah, she's got a lot of shit, man, but, okay. Oh, I know what I want to do. I want to replay that death call. Margaret's death call. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Yeah, Phil.
Oh, it's great to be with you. I'm on with you. I've been flying a couple of. I think when you're talking about piloting, and you're talking about flying, and as I've said to you many times, it's a challenging career. I've been retired for a long time, but. You're flying. When's the last time you were on an airplane?
When did I fly?
I don't know.
Last time I flew anywhere, I think I was flying back east. Oh, I know. Atlanta last year.
It's been a year.
Been a year, yeah.
Well, a lot has changed in aeronautics.
What's changed in aeronautics? What do you mean? What's changed?
Well, I'll tell you. First of all, you've got, Not a lot's changed, but everything, there's always change. Because of climate change, we're not so sure that the planes are too heavy. The planes may be too light. I don't know.
What climate change?
Well, you know, weather and everything, there's going to be more turbulence probably. So we're going to have to raise the prices and because it's more nerve-wracking for us.
Why would you raise the prices? Just out of curiosity.
Well, the wear and tear on the aircraft.
Well, that makes sense. It really does. Well, that makes sense. It really does.
Yeah, there's going to be more. And the nerve, people get on our nerves.
Trying to think of who were the teams that came into the NBA from the ABA. In the 70s, the ABA folded. The American Basketball Association folded. But I think there were four teams that were that merged with the NBA. Indiana Pacers, San Antonio Spurs, God damn it. Oh, the Nets. New Jersey Nets, right? Yeah. Aren't the Nets from the ABA? Yeah. And then Colorado? No. The Denver Nuggets, because they were the Denver Rockets when they were in the ABA. But they changed the name to the Nuggets because there already was a Rockets. There was the Houston Rockets. I think that's it. So Denver, Indiana, New York, and San Antonio. Pretty sure. The ABA had its stars, man. It had its big times. Anybody remember Dan Issel? I mean, you got to be like from the 70s, but Dan Issel, Spencer Haywood, hello. The great George Gervin, George the Iceman Gervin, who played in the NBA. I believe George Gervin was with the Spurs. Great player. Well, Julius Erving, Dr. J, played with the Nets. Didn't he come over from the ABA? I'm positive he did. And then he played for the Sixers for a while. I think at the end of his career, he played for the Sixers. Hi there, baby. How you doing, huh? Brea's up and about. Hi, sweetie. You feeling better? Try to get this fucking food into her where she doesn't have the fucking Hershey squirts. Man, she had the fucking runs, Jack. Jesus. I had to take that rug outside and hose it off. I don't know, man. You know, she gets fluids every other day or every 2 days, so she's got to get fluids tomorrow. She drinks a lot of fucking water, man. I wonder if, you know, I'm just keeping, I mean, it's not like I, she wakes up, she looks at me, she does her shit. She's old, you know, but she doesn't look sick. She doesn't look like she's suffering or anything. She doesn't look like she's in any pain or anything. But she sleeps all fucking day in that closet over there. Then she sleeps up here until I leave. And then sometime in the middle of the night, she gets down from here, down to this chair, and then jumps down on the floor where I try to leave water and food for her there. Isn't that right?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
And then I put some water in front of the closet, you know. Hi, honey. How are you? How's it going, baby? Huh? Good girl? Yeah. She's a good kid. What are you going to do, man? Now, what do we got there? Oh, I see. Okay, that's interesting. That's interesting. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, and then I want to do... Yeah, I've been on an airplane a long time. I was going to fly back to D.C. to see Barry. Just, you know, say hi to her. And see how she's doing. I don't know when I'm going to have time to do that, though. It's wild, man. It's wild, baby. Oh, yeah. What do you think, Brad? Oh, is Thunder down there? Hey, Thunder. Are you going to come up here like you usually do? Guest roll, okay. Man. Okay, dude. Oh, you know what, man? Okay. So, let me print off what I gotta print off here.
And this voice, I feel as if I'm not completely over this cold.
Snowballderby.com. The 51st annual Snowball Derby.
Mexico, senorita.
I'm trying to think of what else. Oh, you know what, man? Let's see here.
Yes, I'll do it tonight.
Okay, here we go. Now, is this it? Yeah.
We captured the last days of, well, the last minutes of Margaret's life on the air yesterday. Unfortunately, our DAT processor, the recording device that we use to record all of the shows here at 610 WIOD, somehow was overmodulating. And the death throes of Harvey Weierman, we no longer have.
That's okay. Not what everybody
necessarily... Matter of let's get a good way, all right? In 19... You know what? You're right.
What a... That's what I used to do on IOD. What do you want, baby? Huh? Let's take a look at you. Let's get a good look at you, huh? Here she is. Her name is Brea Cat. She's the kitty cat. You want to come up here? She's sitting down there meowing, waiting for me to just pick her up. All right, honey, here you go. Here you go. Here you go. Here you go. There you go. There you go. Here, baby, here's water. Here's your water. Here's your food. Okay. Cool. They're good. You want to come back to Pops? You can't just sit down there meowing, man. You gotta, You wanna come back here? You don't wanna be up there, honey? You wanna come over here? Okay. There you go, baby. There's my good girl, huh? Who's the good girl, huh? What time is it, man? How's my girl? Doing all right? Let's see. So where are you going, girl? I don't want you going on that side. No, you can't go over there. Can't go over there. No. No, Bria. You have to either go here or get on the floor. There you go. You can't go over there. Uh-uh. No. No, no, no. You are limited to this side, girlfriend.
This side only. Because if your ass comes over here,
all kinds of shit can go wrong. You know, you stepped... One time she walked across this board. That was a whole fucking day trying to figure out what happened. You know, I didn't have audio. The master was gone. I could see modulation, but I couldn't hear anything. I was like, what did she step on? She stepped on some button. We finally isolated what it was. But for now, I just turned the goddamn board off. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right, so let's get this motherfucker on the road, man. Okay, Brian. Watch out, honey. Is that a phone ringing? Well, sounds like a phone ringing, doesn't it? Can't be.
Yeah, this is Art Griego. You know, Phil, it's interesting just looking at... That's your fucked up operation. Just kidding.
Yeah. What was that? What is that, man? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Phil, Art Griego here. It's wild. It's a wild thing.
What do you think I'm going to do here? You think I'm going to sit here and just pet you all day long? All the live long day? Is that what I'm doing?
There's Greg Popovich. Great man. Great man, great coach. Oh, man. Okay, babe. Bray. Okay, honey. All right, honey. Then we got Art Griego. We got to... What did Bobby Dooley do? God damn it. And Bob Green... What are you looking to do there, Bray? You're getting all kind of weird. What was Bobby Dooley's trip yesterday on the show? Bobby Dooley. Oh, yeah. Lingering on her face. That was it. Bobby Dooley talks about it. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The Margaret Gray death scene. That's it. That's what I want. Here we go. This is a part of our new, another new hour going in soon.
Torque wrench. Torque wrench as left off.
There we go.
610 WIOD. Down here though, do you, Harvey?
You've got.
You want to base your opinion that he is.
Yes, sir, is self-serving, aren't they?
Not necessarily because.
And his place in the world, fish reasons.
One
of the things that
Harvey had passed appointed.
I mean, we're talking about a guy that's got.
I'm on my way down.
Load of crap I shoveled on that guy and he bought it? 751-524 1-800-944-9463. Phil Hendry Show on 610 WIOD.
Sergeant him, and I don't see any talent there.
I an keen appreciation for this medium called radio.
Nope.
You know, 6-3 Phil Hendry Show on 610 WIOD.
Yeah.
What a crap! I shoveled on that guy, and he bought it. 751-524 1-800-944-9463.
All right, there we're queued up there. We're ready to go. We're ready. Ray rock and roll. It's pretty much what I'm trying to say is Ray rock and roll. Ready to rock and roll.
You're ready to rock and roll.
I said we're ready to rock and roll.
Oh, wow. Wow, you don't even fucking... You don't care about me.
Welcome, world famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com.